学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30，晚上11:00，与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群90127292，下载更多的英语学习资料。那今天又到周末了，每到周末我们都会来聊一聊 TED TED Talk， 希望对大家的雅思和学习有所帮助。那今天我们请来的专家老师依然是 UEI 学校的壮壮老师，老师好。
Hello, and we are going to actually look into old people. 好，今天给大家讲的呢是关于老年人的事儿哈，貌似离我们比较远，但是呢，我觉得像中国社会现在进入老龄化，所以呢，你身边的老人还有老年人所面临的问题呢，应该还是离你很近的。好，我们先看一下这个讲话的人，他叫 Laura Carstensen 啊。这个人他是干嘛的呢？他是 psychologist， 这是什么职业啊？
社会学家？不对，不对，是心理学家。
心理学家啊。Laura Carstensen is the director of the Stanford Center on Longevity and has extensively studied the effects on well-being of extended lifetime.所以这个人呢，他也是斯坦福的，他是在斯坦福呢长寿中心做主任。他一直以来所从事的研究呢，就是延长的这种生命啊，他怎样才能够保证健康，以及呢他的影响是什么啊。说起来这个活得长， Larry， 你想自己活得长点还是短点？
长啊。
长到什么程度？
越长越好，长生不老。
是吧？你看哈，最近呢，我就是在这个医院里边呢，发现有一个88岁的病友，不是我病了哈，是我就家里有人生病。这个病友呢，现在已经是不能下床了啊，不能下床呢，你说他的生活质量怎么保证呢？话说这个病友还挺有意思，我一跟这个家人一聊天呢，他是闭着眼睛，你感觉他像睡觉的样子，但是聊到关键的时候呢，他就爆出嘿嘿一声冷笑。他就笑，然后呢他说话呢口齿也不太清楚哈，这个老爷子。你说当然他呢就是很豁达了，他说想得开一点儿，什么事儿不着急，一天一天的过。就是如果真是让我活到这么状态的话，这个我觉得生命质量呢没什么好保证的，那还真不如死了得了。我还记得巴金有一句话叫做长寿是一种惩罚，给我的感觉就是活得很长并不是一件令人期待的事情。
我倒是挺期待的，我指的长寿是说健康的长寿。
哎，
我之所以能长寿是因为我没病啊。
那倒是，
没病才长寿啊。
这个没病是个很重要的前提，是吧？
啊，
所以人家说这个是 well-being of extended lifetimes。这个 well-being 是健康状况下您活得长，您要是生病状态下那活得长就没意思了，尤其要是植物人那种状态是吧，你就更没有意思了。
对，
好，那然后呢我们看一下他讲什么呢。 In the 20th century we added an unprecedented number of years to our lifespans 啊，我们在这个20世纪呢整个的寿命 lifespan 啊，寿命的跨度其实呢是前所未有的增加了。But is the quality of life as good?
时间延长了，但是质量怎么样呢？
对，
对，
是不是也相应的那么好呢？ Surprisingly, yes.
哦，
他说还好。哎，这是他得出的结论哈。我刚新生出一个 no 来，他说 surprisingly yes. 好 ，at TEDx Women psychologist Laura Carstensen shows research that demonstrates that as people get older, they become happier. 好，那当然了，他的研究，他的这个收集的数据啊，我们不知道是不是包括不发达的地区啊，还有呢，还是说只限于发达国家？因为他的这个结论显然他是说生活质量有所提高的。并且呢，他用这些研究数据来说明，当人们变老的时候，他们是更加的幸福了 ，more content， 更加的满足了 ，and have a more positive outlook on the world， 而且对世界呢更有一个积极的展望。
嗯，我觉得有道理，因为他们有时间了，他们不用工作啊，不用朝九晚五，退休以后想干嘛干嘛，而且老人都比年轻人有钱呢，对吧？他们积蓄了一辈子，钱也多，
嗯，
时间也多，想干嘛干嘛，当然他的生活质量比我们好了。
前提是他还得在生理上得有这个能力，明白了吧？你比如说他要是病得颤颤巍巍的，哪儿也去不了，是吧？这个轮椅是他必须依靠的，而且还得找人推着，是吧？自己这么老了，你说弄一个电动轮椅吧，他有点什么车从身边蹭闪过去以后，他也反不过来摁那个变方向的停和走，那可怎么办呢？所以说这个数据我是持一个批判的怀疑的态度啊。那我们在听他的演讲之前呢，还是要看一下生词。第一个生词呢是 complacency， 啊，它是个名词，就是满足的意思。
complacency。
啊，刚才还说了一个词是 content，
content
也是，就是满足啊，就是特知足的那种感觉。
content。
content 就是名词了，是吧 ？content 就是内容了 ，content 形容词，满足的。
嗯。
好，再往下是 pegged。P-E-G-G-E-D pegged 啊，是用夹子或者钉子去固定啊，使固定在某种水平啊。再往下一个叫 rectangle 啊 ，rectangle 呢就是矩形、长方形的。它会讲到这个数据，一般就会讲到曲线啊，说这个最后这个图形根据这个数据呢，就变成了一个长方形。然后再来最后一个词是 disavow 啊。Avow 是 A-V-O-W， 反义前面加 D-I-S， disavow 是拒绝承担责任，不承认的意思。Avow 是发誓啊 ，disavow 反义。
生词就是这些，我们赶紧来听这一段非常精彩的有关于长寿的演讲。
People are living longer, and societies are getting grayer. You hear about it all the time.You read about it in your newspapers, you hear about it on your television sets. Sometimes I'm concerned that we hear about it so much that we've come to accept longer lives with a kind of a complacency, even ease. But make no mistake, longer lives can, and I believe will, improve quality of life at all ages. Now to put this in perspective, let me just zoom out for a minute.More years were added to average life expectancy in the 20th century than all years added across all prior millennia of human evolution combined. In a blink of an eye, we nearly double the length of time that we're living. So if you ever feel like you don't have this aging thing quite pegged, don't kick yourself. It's brand new.And because fertility rates fell across that very same period that life expectancy was going up, that pyramid that has always represented the distribution of age in the population, with many young ones at the bottom, winnowed to a tiny peak of older people who make it and survive to old age, is being reshaped into a rectangle.And now, if you're the kind of person who can get chills from population statistics, these are the ones that should do it, because what that means is that for the first time in the history of the species, the majority of babies born in the developed world are having the opportunity to grow old. How did this happen? Well, we're no genetically hardier than our ancestors were 10,000 years ago.This increase in life expectancy is the remarkable product of culture, the crucible that holds science and technology and wide-scale changes in behavior that improve health and well-being. Through cultural changes, our ancestors largely eliminated early death so that people can now live out their full lives. Now, there are problems associated with aging.Diseases, poverty, loss of social status. It's hardly time to rest on our laurels. But the more we learn about aging, the clearer it becomes that a sweeping downward course is grossly inaccurate. Aging brings some rather remarkable improvements, increased knowledge, expertise, and emotional aspects of life improve. That's right. Older people are happy. They're happier than middle-aged people and younger people, certainly. Study after study is coming to the same conclusion. The CDC recently conducted a survey where they asked respondents simply to tell them whether they experienced significant psychological distress in the previous week. And fewer older people answered affirmatively to that question than middle-aged people and younger people as well. And a recent Gallup poll asked participants how much stress and worry and anger they had experienced the previous day. And stress, worry, anger all decrease with age. Now, social scientists call this the paradox of aging. I mean, after all, aging is not a piece of cake. So we've asked all sorts of questions to see if we could undo this finding. We've asked whether it may be that the current generations of older people are and always have been the greatest generations. That is, that younger people today may not typically experience these improvements as they grow older. We've asked, well, maybe older people are just trying to put a positive spin on an otherwise depressing existence. But the more we've tried to disavow this finding, the more evidence we find to support it. Years ago, my colleagues and I embarked on a study where we followed the same group of people over a 10-year period. Originally, the sample was aged 18 to 94. And we studied whether and how their emotional experiences changed as they grew older. Our participants would carry electronic pagers for a week at a time, and we'd page them throughout the day and evenings at random times, and every time we paged them, we'd ask them to answer several questions on a 1 to 7 scale. How happy are you right now? How sad are you right now? How frustrated are you right now? So that we could get a sense of the kinds of emotions and feelings they were having in their day-to-day lives. And using this intense study of individuals, we find that it's not one particular generation that's doing better than the others, but the same individuals over time come to report relatively greater positive experience. Now, you see the slight downturn at very advanced ages, and there is a slight downturn, but at no point does it return to the levels we see in early adulthood. Now, it's really too simplistic to say that older people are happy. In our study, they are more positive, but they're also more likely than younger people to experience mixed emotions. Sadness at the same time you experience happiness. You know, that tear in the eye when you're smiling at a friend. And other research has shown that older people seem to engage with sadness more comfortably. They're more accepting of sadness than younger people are. And we suspect that this may help to explain why older people are better than younger people at solving hotly charged emotional conflicts and debates. Older people can view injustice with compassion, but not despair. And all things being equal, older people direct their cognitive resources, like attention and memory, to positive information more than negative. If we show older, middle-aged, younger people images like the ones you see on the screen, and we later ask them to recall all the images that they can, older people, but not younger people, remember more positive images than negative images. We've asked older and younger people to view faces in laboratory studies, some frowning, some smiling. Older people look toward the smiling faces and away from the frowning, angry faces. In day-to-day life, this translates into greater enjoyment and satisfaction. But as social scientists, we've continued to ask about possible alternatives. We've said, well, maybe older people report more positive emotions because they're cognitively impaired. We've said, could it be that positive emotions are simply easier to process than negative emotions? And so you switch to the positive emotions. Maybe our neural centers in our brain are degraded such that we're unable to process negative emotions anymore. But that's not the case. The most mentally sharp older adults are the ones who show this positivity effect the most. And under conditions where it really matters, older people do process the negative information just as well as the positive information. So how can this be? Well, in our research, we found that these changes are grounded fundamentally in the uniquely human ability to monitor time. Not just clock time and calendar time, but lifetime. And if there's a paradox of aging, it's that recognizing that we won't live forever changes our perspective on life in positive ways. When time horizons are long and nebulous, as they typically are in youth, people are constantly preparing, trying to soak up all the information they possibly can, taking risks, exploring. We might spend time with people we don't even like because it's somehow interesting. You know, we might learn something unexpected. We go on blind dates. You know, after all, if it doesn't work out, there's always tomorrow. People over 50, don't go on blind dates. As we age, our time horizons grow shorter and our goals change. When we recognize that we don't have all the time in the world, we see our priorities most clearly. We take less notice of trivial matters. We savor life. We're more appreciative, more open to reconciliation. We invest in more emotionally important parts of life, and life gets better. So we're happier day to day. But that same shift in perspective leads us to have less tolerance than ever for injustice. By 2015, there will be more people in the United States over the age of 60 than under 15. What will happen to societies that are top-heavy with older people? The numbers won't determine the outcome. Culture will. If we invest in science and technology and find solutions for the real problems that older people face, and we capitalize on the very real strengths of older people, then added years of life can dramatically improve quality of life at all ages. Societies with millions of talented, emotionally stable citizens who are healthier and better educated than any generations before them, armed with knowledge about the practical matters of life and motivated to solve the big issues, can be better societies than we have ever known. My father, who is 92, likes to say, "Let's stop talking only about how to save the old folks and start talking about how to get them to save us all." Thank you.
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，听完了这个演讲啊，我感受非常深刻，我终于知道了为什么老人能够更加的开心幸福啊。
除了像你说的那个，其实我觉得社会发展了哈，就是你的这个整体服务于老人的体系发达也很重要。你比如说像在美国，对吧，我就有朋友父母说呢，这个打只苍蝇，好，一伸手得啊，这个腰就扭了，怎么办呢？这个老年人了吗？政府呢就给他派了一个家政人员，一个上海人，啊，他都会给你匹配你的这个族裔啊，饮食习惯相近的。所以呢，这个朋友呢是一个儿子一个闺女，这个老爸呢就有这个护工照顾，那跟一个孩子住呢，那个孩子也就沾点光啊，所以这一个政府派来的家政人员呢，其实是既给老爸做饭了，也给这个孩子做饭了。过了两天呢，他老妈曾又崴了个脚，结果又给派了另一个上海护工。他妈一看，好啊，那我也如法炮制，我住闺女家去，
一人一个哈。
哎，所以呢他们家就又享受这种服务了。
真不错，
真不错吧。还有一个对老年人呢，就是送餐上门，而且这个餐是热的，只可惜这个餐都是洋餐， 这个西餐咱吃不惯。
我喜欢
啊，什么披萨饼啦，
不错呀，
是意大利面呐，是吧、
啊？
哎，它就热的，保证你送到门。你看咱们现在这块服务还是一个缺陷呢，现在还没有呢，是个盲点，是吧？
不过未来我相信应该会有的，
对，
慢慢会发展的，
慢慢会发展。如果你是这种状态下，你想那个老年人，他就不用天天琢磨着吃什么、做菜、刷碗这些个烂事儿，
对。
对不对？他就只是去享受自己的时光，甭管是写大字、画画、唱歌、跳舞、唱戏，那他肯定就高兴了，是吧？
对。对，
然后的话，这是一块儿，再有一块儿呢，就是你这个老年人呢，还得要扎堆儿啊，像这个国外这个 nursing home， 就像幼儿园一样。国内呢，现在也出现了，这个逐渐我看见一个报道讲呢，是老龄化以后，这个北京市在未来五年呢，它会建立。相对于老年人人口占多少比例，有多少床位，使得这个老年人呢就可以去到这个集体化的像宿舍这样的环境，
对，
那就好玩了。你一个人住着多闷得慌啊！所以我觉得这个 nursing home 啊，还有整个的这个 any services related and catering to senior citizens should be something to work on in the future by local governments 啊，这个当地的政府应该大力发展这些，又没有污染。是吧？
对，
他又不像说我弄一个工厂还得有排污这那的，你这个老年人去嘛，把花园建的鸟语花香，
对
啊，亭台楼阁，是吧？
我知道有好多北京的老年人，他们退休以后学外语，
对，
像这个北京团结湖社区的好多啊大爷大妈，他们就
对
特别喜爱学外语，而且天天听咱们 AM 七七四外语广播的节目，
嗯哼，
所以呢，我觉得如果听咱们节目的年轻人，您家长马上退休了，不如呢，
对，
跟我们一块儿学外语。
没错，
对，
石景山也有，石景山图书馆，我自己还做过这个 volunteer， 就专门在那儿去教这个中老年人英语。其实他们学也不是为了说评职称，我们考试都没有，他其实就是为了让这个大脑啊有一定的活动，给大脑找一个事儿，这样保持大脑的活跃。啊，我觉得这个挺好的，不管你是下围棋学语言还是做手工啊，这个老年人呢还是应该发展一个自己的这个感兴趣的事儿，这样我觉得老年生活就比较好玩。
大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。
好，那到了节目最后呢，我们再来问壮壮老师一个有关于学外语的问题啊。有很多我周围的朋友啊问我，哎，他们刚开始学外语，就是他们已经30岁了，可能呢之前没怎么好好学，现在从头开始学，他这30岁的年龄啊，或者是40岁的年龄刚开始学外语合适不合适？
合适。科学研究显示哈，就是任何一个能说本族语的人都能够学会一门外语，不管他是什么年龄。
也就是说年龄不是问题。
对。
那很多人又会说啊，那小孩为什么学那么快呢？
小孩的学习机制呢，是以模仿和这个上下文的这种思维的发展是有关的，而成年人的学习呢，跟他们是不一样的原理。所以成年人要学习英语或者任何外语呢，就是语法先开路，甭管您是什么年龄哈，他这个语言呢是一个熟练工种，就是你用的越多，你就越熟。
对。
那比如说我40岁，我能不能学开车呀？你当然学开车可以学了，对不对？
对。
它是熟练工种，只要你重复够了，什么年龄段的人都行，都能够学好。你就是要坚持。啊，然后呢，你自己每天挤出固定的时间安排出来，我是听说读写还是听广播，就行，不用时间长，但是要每天坚持。
每天坚持，如果你不坚持就忘了，哪怕你学得早，你10岁学的，
你也没用，
10年以后不用，那你会忘。
没错。
另外呢，如果你之前都没学过，你30岁、40岁开始从头学，只要你坚持，过2年你的英语也会特别棒。
对。现在最大的障碍对于成年人学习来讲呢，就是说你可能时间上因为这个事儿那个事儿好像貌似都比你这个学英语重要，所以呢就把这个学英语的时间给侵占了，然后你就不坚持了，你这一次落空以后就次次落空，然后就不了了之。
所以嘛，所以啊同学们， 赶紧每天晚上坚持听11点的大学生英语在线，每天只要花20多分钟，你的英语就会突飞猛进。
没错，你听的有的我们的节目是难度高一点，有的难度低一点，就是外语广播的整个节目就是还是比较丰富的，你选一档跟你自己的水平相接近的，然后呢自己持之以恒就行。好
好，那希望今天的内容对大家的雅思学习、托福学习以及外语学习有所帮助和启发。那如果你想得到更多的英语学习资料，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群90127292，欢迎加入，我们下期节目再见。
再见。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。
Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take our body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you.